Let's welcome on our guest line, Professor Bill Schneider, who joins us. Professor, great having you on the program, sir. How are you?
My pleasure. Thanks. I'm very well.
Good, good. I was nervous when my producer first reached you. You said, well, let me look into this Mike Gallagher guy a little bit here. So I hopefully passed the test, and I'm grateful you could come on and join us for a few minutes.
You seem very reasonable.
I'm not bad. I'm having a good day. So I'm calm today. I'm not manic as you described. But listen, I've been at this job 30 plus years. You've been at in politics and broadcasting for a long time as well. I really am intrigued by the sort of talk radio style that you say Donald Trump has embraced, because I think there's a lot of merit to what you say. Talk a little bit about your belief that Trump has tapped into that sort of talk radio mindset, the bombast, the bullying, the name calling, because I haven't seen a lot of people sort of make, you know, connect those dots. And as a practitioner of the talk radio world, I'm intrigued by your position.
Well, he has a certain style of politics. I call it his temperament, which is bombastic, bullying. Look at what he said about Carly Fiorina. He made fun of her appearance yesterday.
He's denied that, by the way.
Well,
he said that, he said this morning on he was talking about her demeanor and her temperament, not her physical appearance. But just for what that's worth, he says that's not what he meant to say.
He often has to explain himself, and he can be crude and insulting. Look what he said about John McCain. Mm-hmm. The reason I think he's doing very well is quite simple. He's the un-Obama. Obama comes across to a lot of people, particularly conservatives, as weak, ineffectual, indecisive. Trump is just the opposite of that. And a lot of conservatives are furious at Obama. They want something completely different, which is not unusual in American politics.
Right.
Obama got elected because he was so much unlike George W. Bush.
But, Bill, why then are the other Republicans, who could also be described as anti-Obama, certainly they've said a lot of critical things of President Obama's track record, why aren't other Republicans faring the way he is?
Temperament. They don't have that same angry temperament, that same bombastic temperament. That is the opposite temperament of Barack Obama. Obama is cerebral. He's deliberative. He's calm, and you know, which is very much unlike Bush.
Mm-hmm.
But these other Republicans just aren't lighting a fire. Now, perhaps one of them will. You know, if the party bosses controlled the nomination, they would probably nominate John Kasich for president, Marco Rubio for vice president.
Mm-hmm.
There you got Ohio and Florida. That would be a winning ticket. But what a lot of the Republican voters, and they're not all Republicans who are supporting Trump, but a lot of the voters are looking for someone who really expresses their mood, their feeling. And that's exactly what Trump does.
That's what
radio talk show hosts do.
Sure, but don't you believe that a lot of support is coming from people who reject the so-called Republican establishment, too?
Yes. They're very angry at the Republican establishment because it hasn't delivered.
Right.
They don't think Obama has delivered. A lot of Democrats agree with that. And they don't think the Republican establishment has delivered, and they're fed up. That's why there's such a thing as a Tea Party.
Right.
The Tea Party originated as an anti-Obama movement, but now it's become an anti-Republican establishment movement. These people are angry, and they're frustrated. And most of all, they want a leader who is completely the opposite of President Obama.
Bill Schneider's with us. He's a professor at George Mason, of course, was the senior political analyst on CNN for many years. You know, I thought your piece was thoughtful, and again, as somebody who's worked in this business for decades, I get it. I understand the characterization of talk radio the way you characterized it. But the part where I really disagree, with all due respect, is where you say that the Republicans need nice. You write that over the years, you know, the conservative movement has created sort of a damaging stereotype. You know, Bill, that's the belief, or that's the mindset that's leading to the kind of support that Trump is getting. They hear a Bill Schneider or George Will talk about that need for niceness and civility and a kinder, gentler type, and they would say, and I would say, well, look at Mitt Romney. He's a nice guy, didn't do well. We don't need nice, we need tough.
That's exactly what Donald Trump says. He says,
right,
we don't need the nice.
Isn't he right, Bill?
Well, the Republicans, I think, do need nice because conservatives have an image that frightens people. Ronald Reagan was not an easy candidate to elect. He was a nice conservative.
Right.
That's one of the reasons he got elected. In that one and only debate with Jimmy Carter, he came across as a reasonable, effective guy. I think Republicans have a problem. They're not conservatives. Don't come across as very nice guys. Democrats have a comparable problem. Democrats usually nominate candidates who don't come across as tough enough.
Right.
They're usually weak and ineffectual. Each party has what I call an oxymoronic problem. Democrats need a tough liberal. Republicans need a nice conservative. Those are hard to find.
That's the other part of your column that I took exception to when you say, well, Republicans have this image, conservatives are kind of mean and nasty. Man, Bill, you're aware of social media. Some of the nastiest, meanest things I see are written by people on the left.
That's right. People on the left can do that. I remember once I was in Hollywood and I spoke to a group of conservatives and I said exactly what you just characterized, namely that liberals have the image of being reasonable and nice. And someone pointed out, you haven't spent enough time in Hollywood, have you? Liberals can be pretty tough.
Look at the Kim Davis thing, the Kentucky County Clerk. I mean, I understand the criticism and the disagreement, and I personally think she should fulfill her duties or resign, and that would have been the noble thing for her to do. But man, that some of the stuff that people are, you know, her appearance and what they'd like to do to her and beat her up, and it's all that stuff's coming from people on the left.
You find it on both sides of the spectrum, but I think it's more prevalent on the right. I'll give you an example. I mentioned in the column. Liberals can't do talk radio. They're just not very good at it.
Right.
There are a couple who have tried it, but the liberal talk, some people have asked me all the time, is there such a thing as liberal talk radio? I think there is. It's National Public Radio.
Right.
National Public Radio is generally calm and thoughtful. Its flagship show is All Things Considered.
Right.
I don't think Rush Limbaugh considers all things. I don't think Donald Trump considers all things.
Yeah, but one of the nastiest voices on the left, who went on to become a distinguished senator in Minnesota, Al Franken, failed at talk radio, and he didn't suffer from a lack of nastiness, Bill. I mean, he wrote a book called Rush Limbaugh's a Big Fat Idiot.
Yes, that's right. It was mostly sarcasm and making fun of Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
A lot, liberals have a talent, I think, satire.
Right.
You see that a lot on television. But I think there are exceptions on both sides. But I think the prevailing language of conservatives is often aggressive and nasty and sometimes mean. The prevailing language of liberals tends to be thoughtful and reassuring. And that's the problem that a lot of voters have with President Obama. They don't want thoughtful and reassuring right now. They want someone who's going to make things happen.
Right.
And Trump promises to be someone who can make things happen.
I was just reminded about the example recently of Gwen Ifill. I mean, she's the nightly anchor on you know, the NewsHour or whatever on PBS. She tweets out after the Iranian deal was a given or whatever. They got the votes. Take that, BB. Take that, BB. Man, that's pretty mean stuff.
It is.
For a news anchor.
Everybody can be mean. I'm talking about the prevailing image of liberals and conservatives.
Look into your crystal ball. Final question, Bill Schneider. What do you see happening with the GOP nomination? Who do you think gets the nomination? How do you think this plays out?
Well, Yogi Berra once said, never make predictions, especially about the future. I think Donald Trump has staying power. The only way he wins the nomination, and it's not impossible, is with a hostile takeover of the Republican Party. That could happen. He could bring in millions of voters into the Republican caucuses and primaries. It's not very hard to break into that and really take over the party. I think he'd be a very difficult candidate to elect as president. I don't predict that will happen. I think there will be eventually Republicans and the party establishment will coalesce around an alternative to Trump, and there will be a stop Trump candidate. I remind you that in 1996, Pat Buchanan beat Bob Dole in New Hampshire. And then Dole, who wasn't a very powerful candidate, suddenly united the whole party behind him. I think the Republican Party is likely to unite behind an un-Trump or an anti-Trump candidate, a conservative. I just don't know who it is at this point. Nobody does.
Bill Schneider, I very much appreciate you taking some time, especially on such late notice, and joining us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. All the best.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Interesting comments in the column, What Would a Talk Radio Campaign, What Would a Rush Limbaugh Campaign for President Look Like, he asks. Ask Donald Trump, is he right?